if everything you own isn't really yours? It's a biblical truth that once you grasp it, changes everything. Hi, I'm Rob West. The concept that God owns it all has profound implications for being a faithful steward. It makes every spending decision a spiritual decision. I'll talk about that first today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, there's no question that the foundation of biblical money management is the belief that God owns everything. What could be plainer than Psalm 24:1? It declares, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." Paul expands on that principle in 1 Corinthians 4:7, applying it to believers and reminding us that all we have is a gift from God. He writes, "What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?" While this truth is easy to acknowledge, living it out requires us to change how we view money and possessions. It's easy to think of God as a consultant or a silent partner in our financial affairs. He's not. He's the owner, and he's keenly interested in how we manage his resources. We are simply his managers or stewards, entrusted to care for what he's given us for his purposes. The Greek word for steward, oikonomos, means household manager. Just as a household manager oversees a home on behalf of the owner, we manage God's resources. We own nothing. We're responsible for everything under our care. This extends beyond finances to our time, talents, relationships, and more. Everything we have is God's, and we must manage it wisely, bringing him glory. Even our ability to earn a living is a resource we must manage wisely. Deuteronomy 8:18 reads, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." The next thing to grasp is that we have responsibilities. As stewards, we manage God's resources according to his will, not our own desires. We don't have ownership rights over what we manage. We are responsible for using it faithfully. This means making decisions based on what pleases God, not what benefits us personally. So, what are those responsibilities? Well, first, stewards are accountable. Romans 14:12 tells us that each of us will give an account to God for how we manage his resources. Did we use them to advance his kingdom, care for others, and reflect his character? Or did we waste them on selfish pursuits? 2 Corinthians 5:10 tells us, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Stewards must also live with an eternal perspective. Instead of focusing on temporal wealth, stewards invest in things with eternal significance. In Matthew 6:19-21, Jesus instructs us to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Another stewardship responsibility is to be faithful in small things. In Luke 16:10, Jesus teaches, "One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much." Faithful stewards manage even the smallest resources with care, knowing that God sees and rewards our faithfulness. This next responsibility really hits the heart of the matter. Stewards must hold loosely and give generously. When we recognize that everything belongs to God, holding our possessions with an open hand becomes easier. Faithful stewards give generously, knowing that what we offer is already God's. In doing so, we reflect God's generosity and trust him to provide for our needs. And finally, stewards are humble. They don't take credit. In Luke 12:13-21, Jesus tells the parable of a man who hoards wealth, focusing on his possessions instead of being rich toward God. The man takes full credit for his success, failing to acknowledge God's provision. In contrast, good stewards recognize that everything they have comes from God, giving him the credit for any success. By living as faithful stewards, we honor God as the true owner of all we have. Well, folks, starting this month, FaithFi is launching a new quarterly publication, Faithful Steward. This resource invites you to join us on a journey of faithful stewardship, aligning your faith and finances to glorify God and bless others. To start receiving Faithful Steward every quarter, become a FaithFi partner by giving $35 a month or more, or $400 annually. Go to faithfi.com and click give to partner with us. That's faithfi.com/give. Your calls are next. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. For some church traditions around the world, yesterday was a celebration of Epiphany, otherwise known as Three Kings Day. And it makes sense this would come a bit after Christmas. Matthew 2 tells us the Magi arrived after Jesus' birth, probably much later. But the timing is less important than the reason they came. In verse 2, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." They were Gentiles, and they had come to worship. Christ had been revealed now not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles. So what about you? Have you come to worship King Jesus? You'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional at getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
What they did wrong was self-inflicted, because she was chosen as Biden's vice president because she was a woman of color. Dead last among Democrats in the primary, and you pick her to be your VP. And then the other mistake was, I mentioned not picking the governor of Pennsylvania to be her running mate. Their own forced ideology put them behind the eight ball, so to speak, which is a ball of color.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
In rural Malawi, baby Esther was taken in by her grandparents when her mother died. Resources were scarce, and Esther suffered from malnutrition for years until God transformed her life. Today, through Cross International, Esther receives nutritious meals, drinks clean water, and is taught about the hope found only in Jesus. But other children are still waiting. Make an eternal impact on a child now with a $62 gift at crossinternational.org/faith.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. Boy, so delighted to be back live with you in a brand new year as we once again start on a journey throughout the year to be wise and faithful stewards of God's resources. We want to help you do that, and each day we're going to dedicate this hour here on American Family Radio to coming alongside you, providing encouragement, taking you into God's Word as we mine the Scriptures as it relates to our role as stewards of God's money, and look to make Him our ultimate treasure, money a tool to accomplish His purposes. We want to get it right so we can hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," using money as a good gift from God to provide and enjoy, but also to give and invest in a way that solves problems and promotes human flourishing and blesses our neighbors, and yet also accumulates wealth so we can give it away, so we can live on it and enjoy enjoy it. Well, each day as we gather together, we want to tackle your specific financial question. So if you've got a financial question you've been wrestling with, maybe as you start the new year, you've purposed yourself to get your financial house in order and you've got some questions about that. How do you dump debt? How do you give wisely? How do you manage resources well and stay on budget? Perhaps this is the year you've committed to putting a spending plan in place. Whatever it is, call right now. We'd love to get you in on the conversation. We're going to begin taking those questions here in just a moment. That number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. You can begin to queue up those questions right now, and we'll get to those throughout the broadcast today. Once again, that number, 800-525-7000. Your financial questions on any financial topic today. We're going to dive in just a moment. First, in the news, Social Security benefits will rise significantly for many teachers, first responders, and other public sector employees who also receive pension income. We field a lot of calls on this topic, and this is a big change. On Sunday, President Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act, which was bipartisan legislation that abolishes what's called the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset. If you are subject to either of those, you know those terms well. These were two provisions that dramatically reduced Social Security benefits for public workers who received pension benefits, but also worked long enough in the private sector to qualify for Social Security benefits on top of it. There's an estimated 750,000 of them, and they could see an average monthly benefit increase of upwards of $360. Critics, of course, say the benefit increases will only put stress on a Social Security system that's already facing revenue shortfalls. And so that will we'll see how that plays out. We'll get the new estimates on the Social Security Trust Fund, which at this point was projected to run dry in, 2034 or 2035. Now, keep in mind, if nothing changes, and that is the case, even with the Social Security Trust Fund at zero, 70% of benefits are estimated to continue to be paid out. Now, what I suspect will happen between now and then is we will see changes related to Social Security, perhaps pushing the full retirement age out. We could see higher FICA taxes. We could see a combination of the two. We could also, grow our way out of it in some respects as we see more revenues coming in, including more FICA taxes with some of the initiatives the Trump administration is planning with regard to our economy that I think are going to be very effective for the growth of our economy and the years and decades ahead. But all that remains to be seen. In the meantime, these folks who were impacted by this reduction in Social Security benefits, even though they had enough credits to qualify, are certainly going to, I think, cheer this latest legislation that has been signed in. So we'll keep an eye on that, but wanted to give you that update. All right, we're going to dive into your questions today. Again, we've got lines open. We're ready for you. Any financial topic, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We're going to begin today in Louisiana. Hi, Jean. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
It's Jean.
Oh, Jean, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you for having me. I enjoy your show. I listen to it all the time. I really enjoy listening to it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How can I serve you today?
Well, I'm just trying to understand about having an ABLE account. I heard about it. It's actually been out. I'm reading about it a long time ago in 2014, but I've been on disability since 2005 and have had to make ends meet, making very little and limited income. And this is also an answer for a lot of people out there that are struggling with living on very little with the payments you get from the government being on disability. So I heard you can have an account not affecting your disabilities, and I was just wondering if you knew about that and what you know about it and where to open one, or if it will affect my disability, or any kind of trust that you have at the end of your life or anything like that, or does that affect anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question. And I like the ABLE account a lot, John. It's a wonderful tool. It's built on the 529 chassis. So think 529 education savings plan. We talk about that a lot. This is essentially built on that same framework, but specifically for people with disabilities. So it allows you at a high level, the big idea is you can save money without losing access to important government benefits like Medicaid or SSI. So in simple terms, basically you can save up to a certain amount each year and the money in the account grows tax-free. The money then can be used for things like medical bills, housing, education, even job training or other disability-related expenses. And then it will help folks with disabilities maintain financial independence while staying eligible for government aid. So it just essentially makes it easier to save for the future without worrying about losing that essential support. Now, to qualify, you have to have a significant disability that was diagnosed before the age of 26. So that includes a physical, intellectual, or mental disabilities. And in order to, be eligible for benefits, you've got to meet certain conditions. In terms of the amount you can put in for 2025, that's $19,000. That would be the max that you or friends or family could contribute to it, regardless of whether you've earned any income. And there's a pretty wide range of, opportunities in terms of where you can use it. But that's essentially at a high level what it is. Does that answer your question or did you have something more specific related to it?
Yes, that's exactly what I've heard from a financial office, the student of student affairs in Louisiana and Baton Rouge. I did ask the gentleman over there about it, and he said that you could have up to $100,000 in the account without it affecting your benefits. Is that right? Or you have to have only $18,000 for that year of 2025?
Yeah. So the annual benefit or the annual contribution limit, which is $19,000 for 2025, is only that. It's an annual amount. But if the account exceeds $100,000, to his point, that's where your SSI may be temporarily suspended. Although Medicaid benefits would remain unaffected. So, yeah, you've got to keep an eye on that $100,000 limit because it could begin to impact you beyond that amount. So I hope this could be a great tool for you. There's a lot of great options out there in terms of where to open it. I'll give you a website on the other side of the break to learn more. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
The feature-length documentary Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, premiering November 11th, chronicles the life and ministry of Don Wildman. It takes you through the founding of the National Federation for Decency, what has become AFA. It's a call to stand firm for righteousness and shows how that resolve can make a huge difference in our world.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Find out more and watch the trailer at culturewarrior.movie.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. I'm Rob West, your host, and this is where we help you see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish His purposes. We're so excited about a brand new year. By the way, a big thanks to so many of you who at year end were supporters of our work here at FaithFi. It's going to go a long way to helping us execute against all the exciting plans we have for this year, including our brand new publication that comes out in just 2 weeks. We're so excited. It's called Faithful Steward, and it's a beautiful 52-page quarterly publication that we're going to be able to make available to our FaithFi partners. You'll be able to access the articles on our new website when that launches and in the FaithFi app. But it's beautiful. It's full of just really insightful articles. I'm holding a preview copy in my hand, and we deal with how to succeed financially without failing spiritually. There's an incredible article on Zacchaeus from God's Word and his financial testimony, how you can help develop generous kids, what it looks like to have wisdom over wealth based on the book of Ecclesiastes, and so much more. There's even a Q&A section on whether or not you should lend to family and friends. Should you let them borrow money? And what about if you have a non-Christian spouse who is pushing back against your desire to give, especially giving to the local church? Ron Blue weighs on that in our Q&A section. That and so much more in the first edition, the winter edition of the new Faithful Steward publication. I can't wait for you to see it. And that's just one of the great new resources we'll have this year to help you in your stewardship journey. But we're certainly going to be here each day taking your calls and questions as well. So now's a great time to call. If you have a financial question today, something you're wrestling with in your financial life, call us right now at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. All right, let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Ann. How can I help?
Hello, Rob. Thank you for reminding us that our resources belong to God and not to us.
Yes, ma'am.
My Amazon account was breached. Someone hacked in on December the 10th and changed the password and set up two-step verification with a phone number that is not mine.
Okay.
And with the help of Amazon and some other steps that I had taken, that seems to have worked out okay. I haven't lost any money. But at that point, I started receiving text messages on my phone for various websites like Cash App and eBay and Tinder and Match and TapTapSend. There's about 8 or 10 of them that I've gotten over the period of the last few days. And I don't understand what the scammer possibly has to gain by setting all that up and having the access codes come to me.
Yeah, there would be nothing to gain by doing that. First of all, Ann, I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through this. I know that can be
frustrating and concerning. I'm glad to hear you identified it quickly and you quickly worked with Amazon. Keep in mind, even if you're getting emails claiming to be Amazon to try to help you rectify this situation, I want you always to be the one that initiates the contact with Amazon. Even if it looks like it's an email from Amazon, don't click any links and provide any additional information unless you're the one going directly to Amazon.com through your own browser that's up to date with all the latest security patches, or you're calling the toll-free number to reach Amazon support. So let's make sure we're definitely that, you know, you're actually working with Amazon. But yeah, I think you've taken the right steps. First and foremost, going through Amazon Password Assistance to reset your password using a strong, unique password that you haven't used before. This is a good reminder. We always need the two-factor authentication. They obviously, by putting that in with their own contact information, allowed them to continue to make progress. Has that now been redirected to your devices with regard to the two-factor authentication moving forward?
No, the Amazon employee helped me set up a completely new account.
Okay.
And when I asked about putting the, I wanted to put in the two-factor authentication so that someone else couldn't get in there and do it. And he begged me not to. He said most of the calls that he had that week had to do with problems with the two-factor authentication. So,
okay. How did you initiate that conversation? How did that come about? Did you reach out to them directly?
Well, I got up that morning and I had two emails, one from Amazon saying, your password hasn't been changed. You know, if you didn't do this, then contact us. And then a minute later, there was another email saying, thank you for setting up two-factor authentication. And of course, I had a very sinking feeling, and
yes.
I couldn't get into my account at all, and so I did call the help number. The first person I got, she said, I'll forward this to our people that take care of this kind of thing, and they will get in touch with you by email within 48 hours. Well, they did. The next day, I got an email saying, we understand that you want to cancel two-factor authentication. Well, that wasn't exactly what I was wanting, but I thought, like, if that's where I've got to start, okay. They wanted me to, they said, now, here's a link to click. And you're going to need to supply a government-issued ID with a scan of that with the pertinent numbers and things blocked out for privacy reasons.
Okay,
well,
let's do this, Ann. I'm going to ask you to hold right there because I've got to take a break, but I want to pick up on the other side of the break and see if we can get you some help here. Hang on right there. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom?
Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity, and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA. The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. So excited to be back with you in a new year as we help you manage God's resources wisely according to biblical wisdom. We've got some lines open today. If you have a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Perhaps you're wanting to get your financial house in order this year. We can certainly help with that, including if you're wanting to get on a budget and make it work once and for all. I can certainly share some ideas if that's been a struggle in the past. That or anything else, 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Ann in Arkansas, and unfortunately, Ann, over the Christmas holiday, her Amazon account was hacked. She was notified when they set up two-factor authentication and changed the password, and she immediately sprung into action. And she was discouraged from putting two-factor authentication on a new account that was established. And, you know, that's a bit confusing to me because Amazon absolutely recommends that. And so that is a cause for concern. Perhaps you just got an actual legitimate worker who just gave you bad information. But I would say you always want to have that two-factor authentication in place. But let me just, and we'll talk about this new strategy that you're seeing with other accounts you don't recognize in a moment, but just with regard to the Amazon piece. So it's true that your old account was closed and you now have a new account in place with a new login and a new password. Is that right?
Yes, and even a new email.
Okay, yeah. All right. So the thing you're going to want to do is just make sure you monitor those accounts, any of the credit cards that were saved in the old account, just to make sure there's not any unauthorized transactions or orders. You're not going to be able to monitor it for orders because you can't get into that old account since it was closed. But what you can monitor is any emails that come through on that old account, that old email address. But then certainly if you had any credit cards that were saved in your wallet for that old account, you're going to want to make sure there's not any unauthorized charges. I would immediately put two-factor authentication in place for your new Amazon account that's related to that alternate email address. And then you're going to want to, just make sure that you look for additional communication that would be concerning. With regard to what's happening, and let me just update the audience here, if you're just joining us, essentially beyond this issue with Amazon, the other thing that Ann is noticing is that she's getting verification codes
on her phone for other websites. And so these are probably two-factor authentication codes where the hacker is triggering these codes by entering your email address or phone number, which is pretty typical when something like this happens. So it's called credential stuffing. And essentially, it's triggering those codes to be sent to you. Now, what's a bit more confusing, though, is if these are accounts where you didn't already have an account in place, why is it that you're getting these? Because you don't have two-factor authentication with a website. You've never set up an account. This could be something that's referred to as a social engineering scam, where essentially these hackers are contacting you, pretending to be from one of these services and asking you to share the code with them, claiming it's for verification or to help secure your account. And then if you share the code, then they gain access. So that could be one thing, which is why you just, you know, don't want to obviously provide any information to anyone. And then it could also just be a distraction tactic where they'll just have multiple codes sent to you to overwhelm or confuse you as they, you know, attempt a separate attack. So I think the bottom line is you just want to not respond to any of these. You don't want to click any links. You don't want to get any information out over the phone. And at this point, you just want to make sure that anytime, you know, you're logging into a separate account, you go ahead and refresh that password, make sure you have two-factor authentication in place, and then just monitor all of your active accounts and your credit cards for any, you know, erroneous or compromised transactions. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's been quite nerve-wracking. I contacted the credit card companies and asked for new account numbers. Okay. So the old account numbers are no longer valid.
Yeah, that's good. I think you're doing the right things here, Anne. And listen, this is unfortunately more and more common in our digital age, but you're managing it very well. So just be encouraged. You know, anything that would come through with regard to, you know, any charges, you can dispute them. Fortunately, it doesn't sound like we have any of those. And once they realize that you're not going to fall into their trap, they're going to move on to somebody else. And this is probably just going to slowly tail off, and hopefully you won't have to deal with this anymore. And now perhaps you're going to be even more vigilant, which is a good reminder for all of us with regard to, you know, communications and opening accounts in the future. So I think you're doing a great job. I wouldn't be overly concerned about this. Just keep at it. And I think this is going to end up just taking care of itself. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Listen, if you have other questions, Ann, don't hesitate to call back. Lord bless you. Let's go to Oklahoma. Hi, Marie. How can we help?
Well, we're having an extreme problem right now. My husband is 80 years old, 100% disabled veteran. And we had someone from Oaken come to the house 3 months ago. We had rodent problem in the backyard, not in the house. But anyways, this man came and we paid them $250, whatever they did. And then he offered my husband some kind of a deal to help us not get the rodents in the house. Anyways, right now, for I don't know what they did, my husband signed two tablets. He says he did not read anything. I did not hear this man tell him any different dollar amount. He thought $5,000. But anyways, we have a bill now for $26,399 with interest rate 21% to be paid in 60 months to Orkin. And we can't understand. We can't do that. We can't afford it.
Well, and it sounds like it's not even accurate. What type of work did they do for you, and what did you agree to pay them?
Well, we didn't agree to pay anything. We thought my husband always seems to pay. You know, we replaced the hot water heater. He paid $2,900 2 weeks ago, and then another $400 repair. He always pays whatever has to be done, you know, the cash dollar amount. And we've never made any bills like this. And he has VA home improvement loans. I think we could do better than 21% anyway. I can't understand. And he says, no, he did not read anything. Just this man told him sign the tablet. And I have a copy of the tablet that he signed, and as you can see the kind of letters, how he can't even write his own checks. I write the checks for everything. So I don't understand, but these men now, I mean, here we are with $26,300.
What service did they provide for the $26,000?
Well, something upstairs with the insulation.
Yeah.
They were going to...
Something's not right. I mean, Orkin's a pest control company, and I can't imagine that you would have had service that would warrant that kind of expense. Here's what I would do. I would go directly to Orkin. I wouldn't even call the number on that bill. I'd go ahead and get the number off the web. Are you comfortable using the internet, Marie?
Not really. Not that well.
All right. So let's do this. You hang on the line. Our team will give you the phone number. You call them directly and just tell them, listen, I've got a bill here. I don't know what it is, and I need more information. And let's get them to explain what was done. Hopefully you'll find this was just an error and they will rectify it. But you've just got to get them on the phone and talk it through. Hang on the line. We'll give you the telephone number here in just a second. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance. Stay with us.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
You can't sit this election out. I know a lot of Christians do. This is true that God is sovereign. I tell you that all the time. But they fancy that somehow that is separate from their personal responsibility. We are his hands and feet. And so that's why we have to do what's right. The Bible says to him that knoweth to do good and just doesn't do it. To him, it is sin.
Sandy Rios 24/7 with your host, Sandy Rios. Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Empty stomachs, waterborne illnesses, hopelessness. These are harsh realities for impoverished African children, but you can make a difference. Join with Cross International to share the love of Jesus with a child in critical need today. Each gift of $62 provides a child with life-saving resources. Give now at crossinternational.org/faith or 866-843-9500 and help kids go from barely surviving to thriving.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing well. We're glad you've decided to tune in today. We want to help you be a wise and faithful steward of God's resources. And, you know, this is the time of year where a lot of people are kind of pushing the reset button in a lot of areas in their lives. And as you probably well know, right near the top of the list in terms of most people is something related to finances. We're going to get out of debt. We're going to save more. This is the year we put the budget in place and stick to it. We're going to stop kind of getting to the end of the month and looking back and seeing how much we went over what we had coming in. We're going to live within our means. We're going to give more. Well, any of those goals are great, but we need to make them, we need to have appropriate goals along the way so we can make them measurable and attainable. We also want to make sure we start with our values and our priorities. What is it that we want to be doing as stewards of God's resources, and how can we let our values inform our financial goals? And then how do we apply biblical wisdom in terms of the daily management of those resources? Well, each day we want to gather together during this hour and help you do that. So if you have a financial question today, we can be a resource. Give us a call, 800-525-7000. Here in our final segment, I've got room for one or two more questions. You can call right now. Now, earlier in the broadcast, we were talking to Ann, who had her Amazon account hacked, and Daniel had a follow-up on that in Arkansas. Daniel, go ahead.
Yes, my question would first be,
Did she contact Amazon out of the email by phone number in the email, or did she contact them out of a known good number?
Yeah.
She may have called right into the scammers.
Yeah, it's a great point, Daniel. And we mentioned that, you know, anytime you're dealing with these situations, you don't want to just click a link in an email, and you don't even want to get the phone number out of the email. Because, again, if these are scammers and some of them are pretty elaborate, you may be kind of playing right into their hand and providing the information to the person that is committing the crime. And so you don't want to do that. So a great point. You want to initiate that contact from your end, but you also want to make sure you're using good information, which is why you would want to go to that company's website, in this case, Amazon, get their support number directly off their site, not follow a phone number or certainly not a link in an email that may be from the imposter. We did ask that. She did say she got that number directly. So I think she's in good shape there. But thank you for calling that out, Daniel, because that's an important distinction that I think we need to all keep in mind. God bless you, sir. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Oklahoma is where we're headed next. Hi, Paula. How can I help?
Hey, my niece has about $32,000 in student loan debt, and it's for teaching. She's a third grade teacher right now and in a low-income school. She's 25, and she brings in only about $2,600 a month. And I'm just trying to figure, her dad passed away on sudden a couple of, about 2-3 years ago. And so I'm just trying to help her. Is there anything coming, you know, during Trump, or what would be your suggestion on how I could help her?
Yeah.
And they're all in forbearance right now.
Okay. And so these are all federal loans, correct?
Yes. They're under whatever, FAFSA, student aid.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So probably the first thing I would look at is something that's been in place for a long time, although they've been improving it as of late because it's been challenging some of the requirements and the paperwork that involved. A lot of folks that did qualify for it or should have weren't getting it, but they've been reforming it, and that is what's called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So if she makes on-time payments as scheduled, and that wouldn't include the forbearance period, but if she's gotten to the point when she was making payments for 10 years, so 120 on-time payments, then the remaining debt is forgiven under public service loan forgiveness, so long as she's with a qualified employer. So these would be, public schools run by, local, state, or federal government. She could look into whether or not that would be, something she could get access to. Do you know how long she's been prior to forbearance paying on these?
No, she got hers right when COVID hit. And so they didn't make her pay on it when COVID hit. And because this is only her fourth year of teaching. It'll start next year.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, so she wouldn't be at that point yet. So I think if she, goes, I would have her look into this. Now, there's also another program called the Teachers Loan Forgiveness that specifically requires you to work at a low-income school. But the Public Service Loan Forgiveness doesn't have that requirement. As long as it's a nonprofit school that's publicly funded, and she makes those 120 qualifying monthly payments, so it has to be made on time, so long as she's not in forbearance. When she gets to that 10-year mark, then the rest would be forgiven. So I think I would have her look into both options, the teacher's loan forgiveness as well as the public service loan forgiveness, and at least she'll know if she qualifies and what her ultimate goal is to be able to have the rest repaid. But that would be really her only option at this point. So it sounds like she's still going to have quite a bit more time that she's going to have to pay on it in order to qualify. But, it could be a real blessing down the road.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it. And I want her to pay back some also. I mean, she took the loan out. I'm just trying to teach her. And I told her I would match whatever she tries to pay back. So, just to help her, to guide her down the right path. So,
yes,
yeah.
Very good. Well, Paulie, you're doing a great job walking alongside your daughter there, or excuse me, your niece. And if she has any further questions along the way, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Thanks for calling. By the way, earlier in the broadcast, we were talking about ABLE accounts. That stands for Achieving a Better Life Experience. It's built on the 529 chassis, which is the college education savings chassis. But this is specifically for people with disabilities to allow their families and those who support them to be able to fund an account that would allow them to have access to funds for needed expenses throughout their life where it doesn't impact their ability to get government assistance through SSI and disability and other government benefits. If you want to learn more about that, the best resource out there is a website, ablenrc.org. That stands for the ABLE National Resource Center. And it's just chock full of great information. If you'd like to learn more and you've got somebody that would qualify for one of these ABLE accounts, go to ablenrc.org. All right, let's head back to the phones, 800-525-7000. We'll go to Mississippi. Hi, Brent. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. Look, I'm a retired postal employee. I've paid in Social Security benefits. I've worked other jobs throughout my career, and they reduced my Social Security benefits by around $500 a month. And if I understand, this HR 82 is going to correct that.
Yes, it likely will. It's so new here, Brent. We're still learning some of the details on it. So, you know, I think we've got to get some more information here. But it essentially, the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset, which previously reduced or eliminated Social Security benefits for public sector employees, including postal workers, you know, is now going away. And so the impact would be that, you know, under the civil service retirement system, you know, if you didn't contribute to Social Security during your employment, but you had other employment where you paid into Social Security and the windfall elimination reduced that, the repealing of this would allow you to now receive full Social Security benefits based on your earnings from non-federal employment without any restriction. If you were subject to the government pension offset, which reduced your Social Security spousal or survivor's benefits for postal workers who were receiving the, you know, the civil service retirement program, that led to reductions in benefits for spouses and survivors. That would mean that the families could now receive full spousal or survivor Social Security benefits without you know, the reduction. So again, we're still learning more about this. There's not any action you need to take right now, but I think, you know, you are going to see some upside on this.
Well, one other question about that. I've been retired over 4 years, so actually I have lost about $25,000. And you know, this is money that I paid into Social Security, and I've never understood why they would deduct it, be just like you paid in any kind of retirement system, appears to me. So evidently they are, but I don't guess there's going to be no retroactive pay of what you've already lost.
Yeah, it's a good question. My understanding is there, you know, may be some retroactive payments. I believe it will go back only to the beginning of 2024 is based on some of the early data that we're seeing. So perhaps you could get as a much as a year of that 4 years of reductions back. And I agree with you. It was, you know, for those who qualified on their own and paid into Social Security, it never made sense that you had that reduced. And so I'm glad this is now in place. And even though you can't go back and get all 4 years, you can get 12 months of it, which should be a blessing to you.
Thank you, sir. And you have a happy, happy new year. And all right. The people listening.
Thank you, Brent. Lord bless you, my friend. Thanks for being on the program today. Well, folks, man, so excited to be back with you. 2025, a new year here as we gather together each day. Here
Here's our goal, hope, and prayer is that we could help you understand God's word. We could help you manage his resources so it's a blessing to you and to your family and help you live that generous life. Big thanks to my team today, Sandy, Devin, and Jim. Couldn't do it without them, and everybody here at FaithFi. Hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. If you want to learn more about FaithFi or download the FaithFi app, just head to faithfi.com. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.